pay off for him.
And that's hopefully could be George on the phone. Just hello, George.
Hello, David. You're all right?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad. Just one question. Just wanted to ask Keith before we jump into you, George, because just about to ask him that question. With the actual with Averley, are they going to be taking Gray's with them, or is Gray's Gray's sort of going somewhere else?
No,
that's
I think
one question I meant to ask Justin.
No, I think the plan is at the moment that obviously if nothing happens with Gray's, Gray's would go with them. They would offer Gray something. Mm. I think that's the last I heard. Cause, and that's credit to them as well. You know, that's you know, maybe they need the revenue, but no, I think if they went next season. Then they would offer Gray's that as well if Gray's couldn't find anything else. But if any Gray's fans, if I've got that wrong, can ring in.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, welcome to the show, George. Sorry about that. It was just one question I just had on there, and I just needed to get the font of all knowledge is where I say on that one. But how's things with you, George?
Very good, thank you, David. Yeah, all going well. I had a good summer in the States coaching the under-21s, and like I've done for the last few years. Come back to sunny England and went and watched the game, minded my own business, and Dean Oldsworth and I go back a little bit, and you know, he offered me the chance to go and do a little bit of coaching, which I've always enjoyed anyway, and find myself down at Brentwood with him, which is a bit of a pleasure really to work with someone like him. So yeah, I'm really enjoying it.
Because I know we came down to you down sort of last game of pre-season, and I think you've had a lot of turnaround from players even since that sort of last game in pre-season.
Yeah, Dean can attract players. I mean, he's very good the way that he handles them. You know, I've been really impressed with him, with his management skills, that's for sure. And, you know, we've got young players coming in all the time. We've got the experience players as well, and we're just trying to get them to settle down and, you know, like you say, it's a new league and it's you're playing against, I think, more quality players. And obviously, it's just trying to get the right balance, the right mixture. And obviously, one thing that we're lacking at the moment is the consistency. But, you know, hopefully as the season starts unfolding, you know, I'm sure that, you know, we'll do reasonably well.
I suppose, you know, Brentwood Town fans would still be sort of like... I don't know, still looking in disbelief as such. I can't believe, shall we say, in a positive way, that you're in the Premier. Do you know what I mean? After last year, with what was going on with, you know, with Harlow and Needham being there, and then sort of end up having to play Thurrock in the final, and that day must end up for any Brentwood Town fan must have been absolutely fantastic, because it was. I know I was sort of couldn't get to the game, but I was actually watching it through Twitter and seeing the goals, you know, from people that posted the goals, and it must have been an amazing day for the fans on that day. I mean, have you heard anything around that from the people you know sort of inside the club?
Yeah, I mean, they do tell me they wasn't really prepared and they were quite shocked, but you know, there's something about the club. It takes me back way back to when I was at Barking. You know, it's a really nice family club, and it's you know, the people are really nice people. There's not hundreds of them, but you know, they all work hard for the club, bless them, and they want the club to do well, and obviously with Dean's knowledge and business skills as well, you know, we hope to try and push the club forward. I mean, we both know it's going to be a challenge, but the supporters are loving it, actually. You know, it really is a good Saturday afternoon out. You come down to Brentwood, you're welcome, and, you know, the way Dean sets out the team is to score goals, and, you know, we try to not concede any or concede not as many as what they have done. But we really try, because he's obviously been a striker, we really do try to attack. And as you've seen with some of our results, they've been really good. And, you know, we've had a couple of poor ones. But the supporters are just really enjoying it. And it really is nice. It really is a nice day to go down there on a Saturday and enjoy your football.
Well, I mean, I suppose you've gone from that, and then we've gone now to 180 minutes away from a... You know, at the first round of the FA Cup, and you know, if you get a league side, maybe even the opportunity of a TV game as well. So it's an amazing sort of, you know, it's probably 6 months I would have thought if in that side. But I mean, the game on Saturday, I know we had the Hoddesdon Town manager and that in the, and the coach in the studio last week. I mean, that's a real banana skin, isn't it?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, we all know the FA Cup. We all know what it's about, and You know, there's I don't believe there's any easy draws because it's on the day. You know, you can set your team up and go away from home and do all the stuff in Tuesday and Thursday night and get ready for the game. And you end up your team not playing well when we've seen it where, you know, non-league teams can play out their skin against the league team and get a result. So we know what we're up against, you know. We certainly, Dean and I and Steve Portway, we don't take anything for granted. Obviously, we played on Tuesday night. We didn't play that well, but, you know, we've got Thursday night now to bounce back and to work hard and put it to the lads that they need to go out there and work their socks off. And I believe if you do that, then you hope that the ability that you have will see you through. But that's the beauty of the FA Cup. You just don't know what's going to happen on the day. But it's going to be a tough game for us, David. There's no doubt about that.
Well, two questions from what you've just said, because one of them was something that me and Keith were talking about earlier in the show. But have you been down to see what the Hoddesdon pitch is like? I assume you have. I mean, what sort of conditions that pitch in?
They tell me that it's not the best. So, you know, we like to try and play football. I mean, we like to try and entertain and play some football. But, you know, you're only as good as I believe that the pitch allows you to play. So, you know, we've had them watch, obviously, a couple of times, and Dean has sent the scout down there to make sure that we cover the game, you know, professionally and do it right, because there's a lot at stake. And, that was the first thing that came up. The pitch is not the best, but, you know, it's horses for courses. We have to prepare ourselves mentally and go out there, work extremely hard and you know, take the conditions as they come.
I mean, we were talking earlier in the show about the fixtures and so forth around FA Cup and FA Trophy. I mean, you've got a big game going up in them. I mean, how does it feel from a, you know, I know Keith's expressed his opinion, you know, around that, when you've got a game on a Tuesday night, when you've got, you know, when you've got a big FA Cup game at a weekend, do you feel the league could be giving you more opportunity, a bit of a rest period, shall we say, during that week to prepare properly for the, I'm not saying you're not preparing properly, but, you know, giving you a chance to prepare better, shall we say, for the game on at the weekend?
I think so. I think that our league, and I've known it for years, as people know, you know, we are representing the Ryman League, and we want to represent it in the right way and try and get into the first round and put the league always on the map. We play Tuesday night, and you could see in the lads, we played extremely well against Canvey, and then was really poor last night. So, you know that the lads have got half their mind on the FA Cup. And obviously for us as coaches and management staff, you know, we're worried about the injuries because we haven't got a massive squad and we've got young players. And unfortunately for us, we did have a couple of injuries. But I think so. I think, you know, FA Cup and FA Trophy, it's the two highlights for me as non-league teams and management staff. You know, you got a chance to get into Wembley in the FA Trophy. I mean, Wiltstone proved that when they got to the semis only two or three years ago. And then, you know, you got teams that can get to the first round of the FA Cup and the second round. We've done that. And I think it's right for the league to show that support so that we can support and represent our league, you know, the Ryman League, as you know, as strong as we can. And I think playing on a Tuesday night does knock your preparation out, that's for sure.
And then, of course, on Thursday night, you've got a Vets Cup. So is Dean turning out?
No, he's wrapped up in his business stuff this week, unfortunately. But he was supposed to, but I think he's pulled the old, I've got an hamstring pull. So, unfortunately, he's not playing.
No, I bet Paltz is playing, though, isn't he? He loves a run out.
Oh, I'll tell you what, you can't keep him away from the club, Paul. He's definitely playing. They asked me, I said, what is it, walking football? And so I said, well, unfortunately, I can't. So, Paul's to play for the first team if he could.
Yeah, I know he would. Just looking at your fixtures coming up afterwards, George, obviously, you know, we've got a couple of toughies, away to Dulwich, home to Wingate, and then obviously East Thurrock. You know, they're three, sort of, I'd say, big games coming up for you after the FA Cup.
They are, and as you know, you can only take one game at a time. But for us, we seem to play really well against the better sides. I mean, you know, we went away to Leiston, and you know, we should have got something there, really. And any Canvey Island supporter who was there on Saturday will tell you that we absolutely battered them. And unfortunately, with the young boys that we've got, one mistake from a free kick and we're 1-0 down and we lose the game 1-0. I mean, last night was a totally different story. It was, you know, we just didn't perform. But, you know, I just think that the better teams we play against, obviously, then I think it shows our performance. I mean, the last two FA Cup games, for an example, we had to battle really hard against Ardsley and Croydon because these boys are giving everything they've got and we expect that on Saturday against Uddleston. But, you know, against Dulwich and the likes of those teams who have been up there now for the last two or three years, they're tough games for new teams. So, you know, we've got to try and... If we can keep in the FA Cup, then I think it does help. If you get beat, then I think you're on a downer for a little while. So, Dean, Steve, Paul, Wayne, myself will have to be prepared to make sure that we can get the players up for league games because that is really important.
I mean, is there... You know, coming back into it, I mean, is there any sort of games and that you know you look for first when you look at the fixtures?
Not really. I suppose you know, obviously, you like going to the nice grounds and putting in good performances, I think, which is important. But you know, it is a tough league. There's no getting away from it. It improves as football league clubs improve. You know, the training gets better and. You know, you hope that players look after themselves more, even at this level. But every game's tough, you know, and it is on the day. You know, I don't often talk about opposition and who we're playing against because I'm more concerned about how we're going to play. And I know if our team plays well, then we've got a chance.
Mm. Oh, just what you were saying about going for goals, you just look at some of the scores. When you pull up football web pages, you've had a 4, a 7, a 5.
Yeah.
You know, so you've certainly been banging the goals in, but this game at the weekend, I mean, the Huddersfield boys were in here the other day and you know, he was saying that I think in the game the previous round that they played against Sittingbourne, he said they sent scouts down there, and one of the reports that the scout came back, if I'm right, I'm saying Keith, he said around and said that the goalkeeper always pulls it out with his left boot and all the rest of it, and you know, they took that sort of information back and played played against Sittingbourne, and the two goals came from this goalkeeper using the left boot and moving it away. So I think would you say they were quietly confident, Keith?
You've got to be, haven't you? Because one, they're at home, and two, they've got nothing to lose. But as I kept saying to them last week, and again, no disrespect to Sittingbourne, they're a league below, but the jump up to the Ryman Prem is a two league jump from that. And you know, I come and watched last night. I watched Brentwood last night, and
I'm telling the truth.
Yeah, no, we've got Mersham on Saturday, so I come and watch them. But to be fair, George, I thought Mersham were very good first half.
They were outstanding, mate.
Their pace going forward was exceptional, and I thought their set plays were very well drilled as well.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, they moved the ball on the surface a bit better than you. But then the second half, I thought you sort of, you got them to play a little bit of the style you play a little bit. And I thought you messed them up a little bit. And when you got the goal back, I thought you were going to go on and get at least an equaliser. But, you know, I just think Huddersfield, at their place on their pitch, I just think that the professionalism of yourself and Dean and Steve, you know, the lads are going to be up for it, and I think you've got players there that will battle through that. The additions for you, you know, you've got the Simos in the midfield and people like that, you know, and the boys up front, the Jamie Guy and that will get you the result there. Mm. And I think that's what Huddersfield won't be used to.
Mm. I hope so. I hope that, you know, because I think the club deserves it. They are, you know, and like I say, you know, with Dino, he's very professional. Mm. And all the years that I've done management, you know, I'm certainly learning things from him. He's unbelievable in the dugout. I mean, as you see last night, I've always been animated, but you know, he's telling me to calm down. And
you've got to give the shorts up though. It's getting a bit cold now.
Yeah, they've got to go, haven't they? Definitely.
Tell the lads about the slip.
Sorry.
Tell the people about the slip yesterday.
The slip.
Who fell over yesterday by the dugout going to kick the ball?
That wasn't me, mate. I don't know.
Did you see it? It was on your dugout. Everyone laughed. Next to you. I was across the other side. The whole ground laughed.
Okay.
Dino, I tell you, it was just about to get the ball and he flew over the back and it landed on his backside. It was, Yeah, just standing outside. It was pretty funny.
It might have been the goalkeeping coach.
Yeah, it might have been.
It might have been him, yeah. It might have been Gary.
I mean, one of the things, though, I mean, I know we've got this sort of same sort of situation here, but with Dean being sort of the manager there, I mean, if he was to get past Hoddesdon at the weekend, would you be looking at sort of, is it that old case scenario of, well, we don't care who we get in the next round, or would you rather have somebody that that you possibly could beat, with the opportunity with Dean sort of being there, if he was to get through to the first round and pull a league team, that you could possibly end up getting a TV game?
Yeah, I think that both Dean and I sat down and you know, obviously we're sitting out a cup of tea and we're talking away, and obviously we've both got connections at Aldershot, and I think if we did manage to get past them, then we would love to have Aldershot at home, you know, and you know, hopefully try and progress from there, because I think, you know, like you say, any team that plays against, I believe, teams in the higher leagues, you know you're all going to be up for it anyway. Mm. And you know you're going to play out your skin. And the funny thing about the Brentwood boys, they are capable of doing that, you know. Mm. They can raise their game against better opposition, and we've seen it this season. so, you know, yeah, I think once you get into the you know, obviously the last qualifying round and the conference sides come in, you know, you go down to Brentwood, it's a place where, you know, people will go, we're in for a game today. You know, it's one of those, and you think, oh, I don't really want to be here. But yeah. So, you know, getting someone like that would be ideal.
Well,
for
I think, and of course, first round wise, of course, I suppose if you pulled a home tie against AFC Wimbledon, and I think that might be a TV game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, something like that would be special, wouldn't it? Yeah, but we've already said, you know, Dino and I are sitting down saying, well, if you manage to get the teams, it's funny how the excitement of the FA Cup brings that, doesn't it? And I've already said, fancy Arsenal in the third round.
Yeah, but it makes your dream as well.
It does.
George, another question, because we might obviously, you know, speak to you for a little while, and it might be the best sort of time to ask when you're talking about an FA Cup game, but with Dean being at Brentwood and obviously yourself going over, was that one of the attractions, obviously Dean being Dean, but, you know, if he does well at Brentwood, Dean's profile is obviously going to attract other clubs higher up, a lot higher up the pyramid to look at him. And I don't just mean non-league. Obviously, he's got ambitions, surely, to get back in the pro game. And I know Steve from his days, you know, when he played years ago. And you know, it's a good package, the three of yous. Was that a big sort of draw that, you know? And this means no disrespect for Brentwood as all, but when they took him on, they must have sat there and thought, look, if he does well, we're not really going to hang on to him too long here. Was that one of the things to go there as well?
I think the problem that I have, I think, like yourself and that, you know, you get to a stage where you've been a manager and you've done things as a manager, but I've always loved coaching, and that is what I always wanted to do. And I find now that, you know, when there's people that need a coach, you know, the new managers won't employ me because they think that you're going to go
yeah,
get their job,
jobs,
if that
yeah.
makes sense. So when I went over there and I just went to see Mitch, who was at Enfield, and Liam Hope, Mitch Arntz and Liam Hope. And I went, you know, and said, no, have a beer with him. And me and Dean got talking. And like I said earlier, you know, I've worked with Steve Evans, who managed to take Rotherham from Division 2 to Championship. Yeah. Dean Oldsworth is a Football League manager. There's no question on that. He could go all the way. He is unbelievable with players. And, you know, you've got sort of like a really good cop who the players really respect. And you've got a bit of a bad cop who don't like the nonsense. And then you've got Stevie Paulks as well, who the three of us. And we have just seemed to really hit it off. And like I said, the chairman at Brentwood is really a really nice guy, Brian. And we want to do well for him. But like I say, you know, I think Dean Oldsworth will end up back in the Football League because he deserves to be there. And, you know, some of the managers that are in Football League, you know, I think they go on reputations, and there's a lot of non-league managers that could do a job in the Football League just as good, like John Still has, for an example. So, you know, unfortunately, the way times are now, we don't, or the younger managers don't get that chance,
no, that's
unfortunately. Right. But Dean is, and I went there because he wanted me to go there, and he knows that he can trust me. And like I said, I've come to work for Dean Oldsworth, and anything happens to Dean, I'll go with Dean Oldsworth because he's brought me in as his coach, and I'm really enjoying it, and I'm really enjoying working with him. And I hope he does go back into the Football League, because he deserves to be in there, because he's that good.
Yeah, because it's one, I suppose, again, it goes back to, I suppose, we could go back to the FA Cup, get a good, decent win against Hoddesdon at the weekend, win the next game, and you do get into the a TV game on there, all of a sudden, you know, he puts him back in that spotlight where some sort of clubs that need a manager might have forgotten about Dean Holdsworth and so forth, and all of a sudden that puts him straight back into the, you know, into the limelight, and you as well.
Yeah, I mean, like I said to Dean, you know, he's a determined man, and you know, like I say, I think football is about how much you want it. I've always believed in that, and like last night, the first half, the boys were shocking, and I told them that, you know, and I told them the gaffer's doing business, and you need to pull your finger out. And like, you know, second half we were a lot better, but you know, you can put that to a degree where you got the FA Cup on Saturday, and people were aware of that. But Dean had come in and you know, the charm that he has with players and the way he talks to them and looks after them and puts his arm around their shoulders, you know, they'll respond to that. And that's what I took a step back and thought, this ain't about money. This is about these boys want to play for Dean Holdsworth. And like for myself, who's been up around the block a few times, and, you know, it was the same for me. I went there and thought, do you know what? He's a really nice guy. He looks after you. And I think in non-league football, some of that's gone out of the game, you know.
Yeah, I'll
And, you know, there are good managers in the game. And John Coventry at East Farrock, a lovely man. And
yeah,
there are some good guys in non-league football. And that's why I love it. I come back from the States and thought, I'll just go and watch some games. And would you believe it? I loved it last night. Just getting soaking wet and meeting people. There was a lot of Billericay supporters over there as well. And it was nice to give them a hug and shake their hands. And that's what it's all about. And Dean Holdsworth has got that other bit where he's got the combined of both Football League and non-league. And if he goes back into the league, yeah, it'd be an honour to go and work with him. Mm. Unbelievable.
I mean, he's one of these managers as well. I mean, I know when we came down there, you know, it was... He's not one of these ones that sort of shies from the fans either, is he? He's not one of these ones that won't sign the autograph and disappears and comes out dead on the time and goes back in and don't come back out. I mean, he was signing autographs for the kids from, you know, from Brentwood fans and, of course, quite a lot of Harlow fans that had probably not seen him before. And he seems to be the type of character that has got plenty of time for everybody. I know he even called me into the ballroom and was having a chat to me about some business and stuff. And it was he seems to have been, you know, he'll talk to the, shall we say, the common man or the children and whatever else and you know, do the autographs and he knows he's a famous person, but he'll go out there and he'll give back to the people that are there at the games.
Definitely. And that's why I think people want to play for him, and people, you know, it's great for someone like me to go and work with someone like him. And that's the way, when I was speaking to him, he came across, you know, he's not big time Charlie. He's, you know, he's not like, you know, if I go to a Football League game, even if it's, you know, Division One, these people think they're superstars, and, you know, and yet the paying public should be looked after more, I think, you know, and behave the way that Dean Holdsworth does. And he's done that all his career, not just because he's at Brentwood. I mean, he could just come off the pitch, go straight in his car and go home. But he doesn't. He's got that time, and I think... That's what I said earlier in the programme. That's what makes him a little bit special. And like I say, I have worked with Steve Evans, and, you know, Steve managed to get all the way to the Championship, and I know that Dean can. And it's the same as non-league players, and that's why I love working with him. I mean, for me, the greatest one was Alex Revell, who got released from Cambridge United, and Alex didn't want to go home. I would be on the training pitch with him till 10:30. Everybody else had gone home at Braintree, and there he is, scoring two goals at Wembley for Rotherham, and now playing for Cardiff in the Championship.
Yeah.
And if people really want it bad enough, and young players want it bad enough, and prepared to work hard instead of being on their phones and computers, you know, they could go all the way, because the sky's the limit.
Yeah.
And I think that's the same as Dean. I think Dean's had a couple of knockbacks, but football need people like Dean Holdsworth, because he's got that character, he's got that charisma, and he knows how to talk to people. And like you said earlier, he's, you know, he's got a lot of time for Joe Public, and that's important.
I mean, with the sort of the trophy, and you've got sort of the FA Cup. I mean, What, as a manager, where do you actually sort of place? Is it always the bottom of the list, shall we say, is these county cups? Because I know the draw's been done for the Essex one today. You've ended up with Brighton and Sea Regent at home. Is it one of those ones though that you take seriously, semi-seriously, or do you just sort of just say, right, okay, well, we've got all these fringe players and we've got some of the kids, we'll whack them in for that into the county cup game? I mean, because I know people like, you know, likes of Concord, of course, have won it for the last two seasons, but I mean, how seriously would a club of sort of Brentwood Town sort of size take that competition?
I don't think, for me, I don't know what Dean's attitude is towards it, but me personally, I just find, you know, if you haven't got a big squad and you know, we have to, as managers and coaches and as management teams, our team is, you know, what's your priorities? And your priority is to do as well as you can in the league, because that's the most important. Obviously, the FA Cup is next because of the financial rewards that you get. The FA Trophy, because, you know, a bit of luck, you could get some really good draws at home and find yourself like Wolfstone did all the way to the semi. The County Cups are okay and they're good for fringe players, but it's if someone gets booked or sent off, the suspensions are ridiculous, and managers won't play all their best players because they're scared if the referees are not up to that standard and they send players off for petty things, then you could end up losing that player for 6 weeks.
Yeah, I'm very similar to that with the County Cups, to be honest.
Yes.
The only advantage with them, if it does fall when you get a lad that can get booked and miss that game, that's the touch. But yeah, it normally happens as well in them games.
It does. Yeah, you're spot on. And I think for me, it's like I've always done is I've always played the second string or the under 21s.
So if you played the second string under 21s in that competition, I mean, it's a question for both of you, I suppose. They manage to get through the third round, they get past the fourth round, they get into the quarters, they get past the quarters, and all of a sudden you found yourself in the semi-finals. Where does it lay then? Is it a situation where, hang on, we could win this? Do you bring all the first players back in, or do you still keep the kids?
I'll keep the kids. I'll let them finish it. I wouldn't change it. I'd just say, carry on, it's your cup competition this season. Get on and do it. I've got more important things to worry about.
Yeah, I think it also depends on what stage of the season it is and what you're doing in the season as well, and also what the kids are doing in their own competition.
You're correct there, yeah, 100% right.
And of course, it could also be that thing, if you're going through a bit of a bad time and you've managed to get to the final and you win that, it could give you some kind of a lift in the whole team because you've won something.
Listen, the chairman, at the end of the season, if you've got a trophy sitting in your cupboard and you've ain't had the best of seasons, then that's what they look at a little bit as well. So, you know, it's like a League Cup and that in any division. I think if you've won something, you've won something.
Exactly. I make you right. You've hit the nail on the head there, saying that, you know, it all depends on what their season is and what your season is. I mean, I'm saying I'll just let them continue it. But if we've got no more games or no more cup games and we're just playing on a Saturday, and, you know, you think, well, yeah, we could do with a little run out in midweek. And,
also, like I said, you're giving the kids the chance. But what you're saying is, at the end of the day, it's the manager that's still winning them games. He's putting the kids out. It's not the kids winning it for the club. It's the manager winning it either way he does it.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right.
Listen, George, it's been fantastic speaking to you today.
And
it's
to great, you it's too,
great,
both.
It's great to see you back in the Ryman football again this year. And wish you all the very best. And who knows, we might even get each other in the fourth qualifying round of the FA Cup. It would be quite nice if...
fancy that one.
No, well, I would, because it means we've got past Bath, so it'd be quite handy if we can manage to do that. But hey, we should say, as long as we don't get a draw and have to go down to Bath on a Tuesday night, I'd be more than happy.
Yeah, mate, you're right. Well, good luck to you both anyway, and it's been great talking to you.
Okay mate. Thanks, George.
You take care.
See you, mate. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that was George, who's now working down